I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump stunned lawmakers in a White House meeting on immigration Thursday when he reportedly used a vulgarity to refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and African nations. The remarks drew swift international condemnation. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville in Geneva.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist. You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as whose entire populations, who are not white, are therefore not welcome.
In a Friday morning tweet, Trump denied using profanity. In other immigration news, President Trump on Friday rejected a bipartisan immigration plan proposed by a group of U.S. senators, saying it did not properly fund his long-touted wall along the southern border with Mexico, calling it a step backward. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said her conservatives have reached a breakthrough deal on Friday with Germany's second-biggest party, the Social Democrats, toward building a new coalition government. The negotiators hope to form a new government by April 1st. Residents of Senegal's Casamance region are calling on the government to step up efforts to find attackers who killed at least 14 people who had been out gathering wood. Army General Sheikh Gouye said Guinea-Bissau's army has joined the investigation into the weekend attack. Suspicion initially fell on the separatist group known as the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance, which wants independence for the region. The group has denied responsibility, saying illegal network of teak loggers are responsible. From Washington, this is VOA. Pakistan's army chief says he received a phone call from the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Vogel,